Today, we're going to talk about something that maybe you may be aware of, maybe you're not. However, it's an important topic, and this is the topic of toxic positivity. Now, we know that having a positive mindset can be really good for your mental health and your emotional well-being. However, toxic positivity can be disastrous, especially if you're already under a certain amount of stress and experiencing anxiety. So today we are going to explore this very topic, how it can impact your health, your business, and what it is that you can do with the practical tips that I'm going to share with you. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Welcome to Get Intentional with Mary. This podcast is for the busy woman who appreciates working hard and also playing hard. This show will focus on lifestyle, entrepreneurship, wellness, amazing interviews, and what every woman needs to live a successful and fulfilled life. Be sure to subscribe, share with friends, and leave a review. Now let's get on with today's topic. I personally tend to have a pretty positive outlook on things. However, there's a fine line between having a positive outlook and looking at the bright side of things in certain situations and forcing that positivity onto somebody who may be experiencing something really bad in their life. And that's what we want to turn away from, right? We want to make sure that we are validating people's feelings, that we are not forcing them to think a certain way because we may think that way. And it's not always easy to put yourself in the shoes of others and to experience what other people are experiencing because our experiences are our own, and nobody can take that away from us. And nobody can put a blanket over our feelings because maybe it's uncomfortable for them to deal with what we're going through. And although I'm a firm believer that you can turn things around with your mind, with your mindset, with having a better outlook on things, I do believe that it's important to know where you are first, to understand where it is that some of these feelings are coming from, and then to see if maybe we can turn these things around. Because there is always a great way to, you know, find solutions if you just change your frame of thinking. But you have to always acknowledge where you are. And this is where toxic positivity can have a really detrimental role in the way that we behave and in the way that we interact with people. So for example, saying things like, just think positive thoughts and everything will work out, or stop focusing on the negative and focus on the positive, or don't worry, be happy. Well, sometimes it's not so easy to do that. Sometimes people say, oh, it could always be worse. You know, just be grateful for what you have. But these things, these statements, they tend to put us in a different place when we hear them while we're going through our thing. And our thing is our thing. And I just want you to know that you got to own your thing. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this. Now, we know that experiencing this toxic positivity is going to invalidate the other person's feelings. So when somebody's going through a difficult time, telling them to just be positive is going to come across as you being dismissive or not understanding or not empathizing. And this is going to make the person feel isolated and lonely. And that is a very yucky feeling. It also creates this pressure to be happy all the time, no matter what's going on. Now, life is not sunshine and rainbows. Life is about the day and the night, the rainy days and the sunny days, the happiness and the sadness, the stress, the overwhelm, and everything else that comes with life. But it can also be about peace. You see, you cannot have all of these things without the other. We can't have a beautiful spring and summer without the bugs. You know, this is all about balance, that balance of life. So we have to acknowledge all of that that is around us, just like we need to acknowledge all the different feelings that we have. So when we have that pressure to always be happy, it's exhausting. And it makes us unable to cope with what's really going on, which could be these negative emotions that need to be addressed. And this type of behavior can also lead to avoiding the problem. When we avoid the problem, guess what? We're not going to find a solution. So toxic positivity encourages the person to just ignore the problem and to pretend that everything is okay instead of facing what's going on. And this can lead to not being able to find solutions to problems later on. Another thing that toxic positivity also promotes is that feeling of shame and guilt. So when somebody is not able to think positive or just be happy, they're going to feel like they're doing something wrong or failing at life. And this is going to make any sort of emotional struggle that they're going through even worse. See, for me as a life coach, it's always important to help people to develop that relationship between all of their feelings, to acknowledge all of their emotions, whether they're positive or negative, and to also acknowledge that it's okay to feel sad, to feel angry, to feel frustrated, because that's all part of life. These emotions need to be validated. When you're happy, appreciate it, celebrate it. When you're upset about something, sit with it. Own your feelings, be in your feelings, and see where it is that this is coming from. We're not saying that we need to totally discard any feelings that are negative or make us feel sad. No, what I'm saying here is that you need to understand where these feelings are coming from so that in the future, when something happens that will bring you back to this state of emotion, you can address it and be in that state for less time. Not to avoid it altogether, because we can't avoid it. This is just the way that life is. And by doing this, by acknowledging all of this, and by being able to cope with any problems that may come, you're going to develop that grit, that resilience, and that confidence in yourself. And this is what emotional intelligence is all about. One of the things about recording a podcast is that I wish I knew what people were thinking. Really, as I'm sharing these things, I would love to know what came up for you. If you have a notepad, go ahead and just write some things down. Write down any situations that might have come up for you or any one person perhaps that exhibits this behavior or maybe a time when you yourself exhibited this behavior. And trust me, I've been guilty of it too. But over time, I've learned to just take a step back and to, you know, just be there for the person as opposed to trying to offer a solution right away. Sometimes people just need to be heard. Sometimes your friend just needs an ear. And if there's a way to find a solution, great, you can work on it together. But don't just go straight for the solution when what they need is their feelings validated. And that is the first thing that we need to focus on here. So just write down, number one, acknowledge the emotions, whether it's your emotion or your friend's emotion, because they are valid and you need to let the person process. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with something and you're talking to someone, maybe when you were on your own, you weren't able to come up with a solution on your own. But when you begin to talk, that's when you're like, whoa, okay, I didn't realize this was coming up for me, or wow, I didn't realize that I already had the answers. And I see it all the time with coaching, because some of my clients, they might have been thinking about certain things and trying to find the solutions to their issues on their own. But it's not until they speak up that they finally realize that everything was already there. And you have to let these things out. It's almost like if you're constantly going through life and the same emotions day in and day out, you're like a pressure cooker and you need to let off some steam. And for me, I love using the analogy of a pressure cooker, because you can see it, you know, you can see it in your mind. And the same happens when you're dealing with all these emotions, you have them all bottled up. So just talking about what you're going through is going to help tremendously. But if you're dealing with somebody who exhibits this toxic positivity, you're talking to the wrong person. You need to make sure that you have somebody that you can rely on that is going to be there for you, for your feelings, and maybe when it's time, you both come up with a solution together. So that is number one, is acknowledge your feelings. Number two, communicate. Communicate clearly. You want to make sure that you're honest and that you're direct with your words and that you are asking for support. So if you come to somebody and you just, you know, just wait and wait and wait and you don't speak up, it's going to cause a problem. But if you're clear and if you say, I need somebody to talk to, can you just hear me out? I need support. I need guidance. I need understanding. Yeah, so be very clear with the way that you communicate. And number three is to seek validation from yourself first. Validate your emotions regardless of what other people think. Because again, your emotions are your own. They belong to you. No one can put a blanket over your emotions to hide them because they're still with you. Practice self-compassion and remind yourself that your emotions are normal. It's okay for you to feel a certain way. Another thing that you can do here is to also journal. Just write down how you feel. Let it out. If you're not able to speak to somebody, write it out. If you need a life coach or a therapist, then it's time for you to, you know, take a step in that direction as well. And lastly, you're going to set boundaries. Boundaries are very important, and this is something that I'm going to focus on in future episodes. But when it comes to this, If somebody continues to invalidate your feelings, to dismiss your feelings, you might have to set boundaries to protect yourself and your mental well-being. What does that mean? That means that you may need to stop going to that person. You may need to stop listening to that person in turn. You know, we have people in our lives that are there for a season or for a reason, and I'm sure you've heard that before. But there are people in our lives, for example, that we have conversations about our kids with. There are people that we talk to at work, in the office, and you have that common ground. And there are people that you can go really deep with. So understand all of these different types of relationships that you have, because not everyone is your friend. So you might have to limit your contact with certain people. Another thing that you can do is you can break down whatever you are feeling. Once you acknowledge what the problem may be, it can be really, really helpful to break it down and write a list, maybe write a list of pros and cons. And then once you have that down, you develop a plan of action and then you take action. You know, being with your feelings means acknowledging them and knowing that these feelings are coming from a certain place, understanding and maybe acknowledging that you do have a problem and that if you want a solution to the problem, you have to come up with a plan. But before you come up with a plan, you have to break it down. Break down the problem, develop a plan, and then take action. That problem solving is going to help you tremendously. And lastly, what you can do here is you can reframe the experience. And this is a great exercise to do, but we don't get to that until we've been able to process all of the things. So if you're somebody who's been able to do this already and you're sitting with yourself and you're like, okay, I experienced this type of feeling, I acknowledged it. This is why the feeling was coming up for me, and now I have a plan so that in the future, maybe I'm not triggered or maybe I'm not so bothered by this sort of situation that may be coming up. And then you can reframe the experience. So reframing in a positive way means finding the lesson in it all and understanding how this experience has helped you, not hurt you, but how has it helped you to become a better person? Maybe these experiences have now helped you to be able to help other people. So reframing that, not staying in that place of negativity for too long without finding a solution, is a way to help be able to help others, for you to be there for other people. And like the saying goes, your hurt, your trauma, and all of those experiences that you've had throughout your life that may otherwise be completely negative can serve as somebody else's survival guide. So you can reframe the experience, turn it around, and use it for your good. And I want to leave you with this. Be gentle with yourself. If you're experiencing shame or guilt, practice that self-compassion. Seek the support that you need. Talk to a coach, talk to a therapist, talk to a counselor. Sometimes we think that the people around us are actually capable of helping us, but they don't have the kind of training that you need. So if you're at a specific place now where you're acknowledging this and you're trying to find the solutions to your problems and you need to go deeper, talk to somebody. Talk to me. I'm available. Talk to a therapist. Find a counselor. But don't sit with it for too long on your own. This is how we turn things around. This is how we take action. And this is how we turn any bad situation to our advantage. So start today. Start writing things down. Pay attention now to the interactions that you're having with people, the way that you communicate, and the way that they communicate with you. Grab a journal. Download my Life Design Workbook. It's free to download, workbook.marymassey.com. You can also set up a 15-minute call with me. It's free. And you do this by going to calendar.marymassey.com. As of the recording of this podcast, I still have availability for discovery calls and new clients. I'm here to answer any questions that you might have. You can also read the show notes and make sure that you send this off to somebody who could use it. Now, if you happen to like this episode, take a screenshot and tag me on social media and let me know which one of these talking points was the one that resonated best with you. And also which one of the solutions, because we outlined what toxic positivity is and also what it is that you can do in order to move away from that. So I would really love to know. Like I said before, as I'm recording a podcast, I don't know what you're thinking. All I'm doing here is just sharing and talking to you, but I would love for this to be a conversation. So let's make it a conversation. Send the message, set up a discovery call, download the workbook. Once you download it, you'll have my email address. Send me a note, and I will love to know your thoughts. That is it for today, my friend. Thank you for being here. See you next time on Get Intentional with Mary.